Whoa, is that Twitter.com you're browsing?
Yeah, I'm just doing my job by seeing what's popping online. I'm trying to get some followers for the official Standard Supply account. Raina said if I don't get at least one follower by tomorrow, I'm fired.
Maybe we can buy one follower.
Holy shit, Rex Rhapsody just followed me back.
Wait, what? Who's that?
Man, you're a music fan and you don't know Rex Rhapsody? He's got like 800,000 followers.
Well, it looks like he also follows 800,000 people.
Yeah, that's just because he's so friendly. He's awesome, though. Listen to his tweets. What's your favorite loud song? What's the shortest song you like? What's your favorite song that makes you dance?
Whoa, I have opinions about all of those things, and I can't wait to share them with the world.
Here's one. What's your favorite song that starts with the letter A?
You know, I've really been fucking with songs that start with B lately, but I'd love to hear some shit that starts with A. You know, get back to the early shit that inspired all the B songs.
Yeah, his feed is a great place to learn about music. He knows, like, every song.
Ooh, it says here that the Beatles released Abbey Road in 1969? And look, he even attached a photo of them walking across the famous Abbey Road street. That's really interesting.
Yep, this guy's the real deal. He's basically the best music fan. He replies to everyone, too. Check this out. I'll tweet at him right now. Hey, Rex, my favorite song that starts with A is Outer Space Crazy by Funky Planet. He just replied, wow, I love Outer Space Crazy by Funky Planet too.
Oh, that took less than a second.
That's what I'm saying. He's the real deal.
But wait, check out his bio. It says he started doing social media for Cube now?
Oh, man. He has 799,999 followers more than we do. How are we going to compete?
Well, let's not just assume that he's our enemy. Maybe we could find him and get some tips about posting good.
Here, I'll ask him if he wants to meet up. Hey, Rex, want to hang out and talk shop? Fellow social media guru here. Okay, that's weird. He replied, wow, I love Talk Shop by Social Media Guru too. I guess that must be a song I don't know.
He's only trying to help us discover new tunes to soundtrack our lives with.
Well, I'm not worried. I'll keep an eye on his feed. Maybe if he tweets about an event, we can show up and get some FaceTime with him.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? I'm glad to see you're putting that work laptop to good use. But where's that special keyboard you needed?
Huh?
I think she means the MIDI keyboard.
Oh, yeah. I'm not typing letters A through G, so I don't need it at the moment.
Huh. How's the Twitter account coming along?
Rex Rhapsody followed us. I think we're going to be famous.
Wow, that guy is so smart. One time when he asked, who's your favorite musician with blood type AB negative? I was like, whoa, I'm going to have to get on Wikipedia and figure that out.
Did you?
No. Are you kidding?
Man, it's been a minute since I stopped by Google Sweatshops HQ. I like what you guys have done with the place.
Yeah, we repurposed four walls, a floor, and a ceiling from the building that used to be in this exact spot.
The street art is just really great, man.
Yeah, we thought it would be subversive to put street art inside. Also, the street is where you protest, so it's like we're out there in the streets with a message, even when we're just chilling at home. My personal favorite piece is this one here. It's called Rick and Mickey. It's like Rick from Rick and Morty with Mickey the Mouse. And they're traveling to a dimension of money with frowny faces on it. It's basically a commentary on bullshit nowadays.
I like this one here of Bart Simpson saying, don't have a cow man, to a big fat cow with the word capitalist painted on it. And the cow is chewing on grass that's actually green dollar bills.
Yeah, that one's about McDonald's, because they use cows in their food, and they accept money.
Bastards.
Anyway, I invited you here to apologize for what happened the other day when I switched the signs outside of the venues. I didn't mean to make you lose $7.
Oh, man, you don't need to apologize. I'm sure I'll find $7 somewhere someday.
No. I've got a way to make it up to you. What if you could get an extra $7 every day by being in a union?
I'd be rich, but still in the working class, so I could still hate the man.
Yeah. I've got a friend who can help unionize your workplace. Want me to put you in touch?
Yeah, that'd be great. But this better not be that prank where you give me the number for the FBI again.
No way, man. That was a social experiment about the government. not a prank.
I should have known that 1-800-CALL-FBI wasn't the number for the pizza place. I just thought it stood for Fresh Baked Italian.
Yeah, well, the FBI has been bugging pizza since the 60s. How do you think they knew Kennedy was going to be in Dallas when they had him killed? Hmm? He mentioned it while standing way too close to a bug sliced man.
Anyway, yeah, put me in touch with your friend and let's show these motherfuckers in the ownership class what happens when they mess with United Workers. And by motherfuckers, I mean my friend Nika or Reyna. I can't remember who's the owner of this place anymore.
Great, great. I'll tell my friend to show up at Standard Supply tomorrow. You might want to keep the windows open. She sometimes just like floats into a place.
Nah, no worries. There's a huge hole in the front door right now. It should be easy to just fly right through that.
Ah, it's the next morning.
Hello, my name is Harmony Merger. La 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 la. I'm sure you couldn't help but notice my dramatic arrival. Sorry to cause such a scene, but this is important.
What's up?
My arrival. Like, did you see me float in with my Mary Poppins umbrella? I was floating in the sky. I tried to do it right in front of the window so you'd see.
Oh yeah, the windows are really greasy. It'd be easier if you flew by the hole in the door.
Okay, well, that would take forever to do it again. I'd have to climb all the way to the top of the highest building in the neighborhood, and this place is zoned so nothing is more than 3 stories tall, so it was really hard to find a good spot.
Can't you just fly up again?
Are you stupid? It's an umbrella, not a jetpack.
Oh, I just figured you're magical, or maybe the umbrella is.
Nah, it's just a really durable umbrella. It's the exact prop Mary Poppins used in her movie, Mary Poppins.
Wow, you must be important if you've got such an iconic piece of movie magic at your disposal.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm important. Certainly not as important as everyday working people, like yourself.
Oh, shucks. I guess I can forget that you just called me stupid. Do you want a beer?
Sure thing. Say, your wrists must get awfully tired pouring all those heavy pints all the time.
Yeah, once I broke my back pouring a very heavy beer.
Wow, I hope you got workman's comp.
Nah, the boss argued that workman's comp is only for men.
Well, it doesn't have to be this way. If we work together, we can make sure that you make a lot more money from now on. Hey, what the hell is at the bottom of my beer? A necklace?
Oh, sorry, it must have fallen in while I was pouring. I really should fix the clasp, huh?
No worries. If the ownership was responsible for this snafu, I'd be furious. But since you're a worker, it's okay.
Oh, hey, you're Rob's friend, right? The union organizer.
Yeah, I'm Harmony. I'm the real deal. I've unionized over 100 workplaces, 100 unions per workplace, 100 workers per union. And I unionized 100 rabbits against foxes. And then I unionized the foxes against British people who like to hunt them. But I didn't unionize the British. They're a lost cause.
That's true. Those limey Brits only hunt foxes because they can't shoot us anymore after we beat them in the war.
Aren't you from Canada?
Yeah. Haven't you heard of the Canadian Revolution?
All right. Anyway, I was just talking to... What's your name?
I'm Reyna. I've unionized 0 workplaces, but I can't wait to start. Money, money, money.
Yes, I was just talking to your comrade Reyna here. Looks like she's fully on board with the union drive already.
That's great. What's the next step, Harmony?
Well, I think we should distribute leaflets to the other workers about the union drive. The trees aren't unionized, so it's okay for us to waste paper on our efforts. How many do you think you'll need?
Well, there's 3 other people here, so I think if we print 3 leaflets, we'll be pretty good.
If we print 1 leaflet and pass it around, we can save part of a tree, specifically 2 leaves.
Good thinking.
Hey, thanks for meeting me at Cube's Bar.
Yeah, this place is nice. No wonder all the good bands want to play here. What are the see-through parts of the walls, though?
Oh, those are windows.
Shouldn't they be covered in grease?
I don't think so. I think it's more normal for windows to be clean. If we can book a show here, we can look through clean windows all the time.
We just need another hit song, and I know they'll let us play here.
Yeah, that's why I asked you to come to this business meeting. When the pros need a song idea, they have a meeting about it.
Oh, good thinking. So, remember how we used Twinkle Twinkle Little Star last time? What if we just do that again?
No, we can't do the same thing twice. Oh, what if instead we use the melody of the ABC song?
The ABC song is way too mainstream. Our first hit worked because it was so experimental. I'm not going pop just to sell out.
Well, if we put the ABCs in the wrong order, how is that not experimental?
I mean, it's just played out. Everyone's using words and letters in their songs all the time.
Okay, well, if Words and letters are so played out. What about colors and animals?
Huh. Interesting. What do you mean by that?
I seem to recall a little ditty about a black sheep who goes ba-ba.
Oh, yeah. Shoe fly don't bother me?
No. I can't remember the name, but it's like ba-ba something something sheep. Fuck.
I know. Let's ask Rex Rhapsody.
Sure. Let's just reply to his most recent post. Here we go. He said, what's your favorite song about a turkey club or a Subway sandwich franchise or the street address 2947 North Drake Ave?
All right, ask him, what's that song that's like, ba ba, three bags full, three bags full?
Wait, don't you think there's something oddly specific about his latest question?
Not really. I can think of 20 or 30 songs about a turkey club right now off the top of my head. Turkey Tomato Delight, Gimme That Turkey, Inda Club.
No, I mean, the street address and everything. Doesn't it sound like he's probably eating a turkey club at the Subway just down the street? This might be our chance to meet him.
I'm not really hungry right now, though.
Just fake it. This might be our only chance to get his advice on social media skills.
All right, let's walk over there. Maybe we can work up an appetite by lifting our legs really high when we walk.
Hey, Nika, can I come into the office? I need to print something.
The printer is only for work-related printing. We had a problem in the past with people wasting ink on stupid junk. We had one guy who liked to print out full pages of his favorite color, yellow, and then all the yellow ink was gone. And there was also a guy who liked to print pictures of SpongeBob turning Super Saiyan, and all the yellow ink was gone, and it looked terrible.
Both of those guys were me, but my favorite color is white now, so I don't need to print it, and besides, this one is actually work-related.
Okay, just make it quick.
Yeah, this won't take long. I'm printing a single leaflet.
Nice weather we're having.
Okay, it's done. Here you go. The leaflet is for you.
Well, you're right. That's not SpongeBob. And it's certainly not a Super Saiyan. But what is it? Fair wages? Know your worth? This leaflet is one of the early warning signs of a union drive.
That's right. Especially at the top, where it says, we are forming a union.
Thanks for bringing this vile propaganda to my attention. I'm not going to let these commies destroy the business that I worked so hard to build.
Oh, I thought you might be interested in helping form the union.
What? I thought you were tipping me off. You support this?
Yeah, I do. I'm a worker, aren't you?
Not for long. Not for long at all. You see, I have the biggest, secretest plan to take back control. And in the meantime, I can't have Reyna ruining everything I've built here. Oh, I guess he already walked out.
Look, there he is. It's Rex Rhapsody. Act normal.
Damn, I gotta eat fresh. It's Monday, so you know I gotta get my sweet onion chicken teriyaki for just $3.50 available at select locations.
Yeah, I can't wait to get a footlong for $5.99 in shop at participating U.S. shops, extras additional, plus tax. Cannot be combined with other offers. One use per visit, no cash value, void where prohibited, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii, no barcode required. Subway, eat fresh.
He's sitting in a booth by himself. How are we going to strike up a conversation?
Just sit next to him and trap him in. You'll figure it out.
Okay, man, you handle the subs. I'll find us a seat. Oh, here's a booth.
Do I know you?
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you sitting there.
Well, you were making eye contact when you sat directly next to me. Doesn't that seem a little weird?
Oh, I thought you were just a figment of my imagination. Or one of those statues they have of Ronald McDonald sitting on a bench, and you can sit right next to him and he doesn't mind?
What's the coolest Ronald McDonald statue you've seen?
Hey, man, that's a really interesting question. Say, aren't you Rex Rhapsody?
Guilty as charged. But tell me, who's your favorite inquisitive social media personality?
Wow, you're just like you are online. Mind if we ask you a few questions?
Now, why would I mind?
Aren't you doing social media for Cube?
Who hasn't heard about that place yet? And who wouldn't want to do their social media?
Are we supposed to be answering these questions? They seem a little rhetorical, don't they?
What's the most rhetorical question you've ever asked?
Aren't we getting a little off topic here?
Yeah, is it okay if we stop asking questions?
Well, what's so wrong with just asking questions?
Look, we need you to tutor us about social media. There, that wasn't a question, right? Shit. I mean, right. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, how can we get better at it?
What's your favorite album about a concept that isn't a concept album?
Elvis's Christmas album. It's about the concept of Christmas.
Was the ABC song on an album? Because that's a good concept.
Dude, you were just talking shit on that song earlier.
That's a great song. I just don't want it to influence our artistic direction too much.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. We had a question for you, Rex.
What's your favorite question to ask me?
What's that song that's like, three bags full, and it has a part where it goes ba-ba, and I think there's a black sheep?
Wait, maybe it'll help if we ask like this. What's your favorite song about three bags?
Oh, Ba-Ba Black Sheep by various artists.
Ba-Ba Black Sheep, that's it. That's what it was called. We found our new sound.
Oh yeah, that song rules. Nobody's made a song about three bags of wool since like the 1800s. When people hear a new song about that much wool, they're gonna lose their minds.
We gotta get back to the lab immediately before we stop being inspired.
Weren't they gonna ask me about social media?
Is this sandwich shop any good? How long is the average sandwich here? I'm very hungry.
What kind of sandwich would you like to order?
A long one, with lots of ingredients. Wait, do you work here? Why are you sitting in a booth?
Nope. What's your favorite song that reminds you of your third birthday?
Happy birthday. Three times in a row.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Why does your shirt say I am the rightful owner of Standard Supply?
Well, it's because it's true.
What's the greatest thing I've ever heard?
Huh? You're gonna have to give me more to work with here. Otherwise, I'm gonna order the longest sandwich they've got and be on my way.
Okay, fine. Look, I'll level with you. I'm social media maven Rex Rhapsody, and I'm looking to pick up more work promoting shows at local venues. You wouldn't happen to be in the market for a new social media guy, would you?
We've got these two clowns running it right now, but they've only managed to get one stupid follower.
I'm sure that follower is actually pretty cool.
Look, I'd love to give you the job, but I've got some business to take care of before I can make hiring decisions again.
I've got some business to take care of too. Two businesses.
What? Anyway, I can practically guarantee you the job if you give me a week.
Where will I be in 1 week? Where do I eat lunch every weekday at this time?
Here?
No, usually my house. And by the way, the answer to your question was footlong.
Hmm?
The longest sandwich here. In 2008, Subway introduced the $5 footlong, although at this Little Canada location, it's known as the 630 Canadian American Dollars 30 centimeter sandwich.
30 centimeters of sandwich should be just enough to fill me up. You're kind of just spouting trivia at me, but it's relevant to my life, so I don't mind.
Well, enjoy the sandwich, and let me know about the social media gig. What's the most power I can gain? How many venues can I control?
Harmony, you're back.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in on the union effort.
Well, we've had one person who's a little reluctant, but I think everyone else is going to be on board. We just have to ask Cameron and Charles when they get back.
Great. In the meantime, let's take stock of any workplace hazards that need to be addressed. We want to have a strong list of demands in addition to wage increases.
That's going to be tough. This place is great.
Is it? This is the only bar where I've seen an indoor pothole.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. There's also a problem where one of the beer taps is poisoned.
That doesn't sound safe.
Well, the tap handle is a skull and crossbones, so I know not to pour it.
Well, except when we've got pirate ale on tap and we use the exact same skull and crossbones for that.
Yeah, that can be rough. It's a 50% chance of poisoning someone every time.
Wouldn't you still know which one is poison? It's second from the right.
How? The taps look the same.
I guess this is an issue for management. It kind of seems like your own fault, to be honest, but... Well, I'm a union organizer, so I believe workers are never wrong about anything.
Oh, and another issue to bring up to management is sometimes the ice cubes are too cold.
Again, it seems like you could probably deal with that yourselves, but I'll add it to the list. Here's what else I've noticed. Black mold on the walls, floors, and I'm pretty sure in the fridge. Rats in the walls, floors, and I'm pretty sure in the fridge. Slippery lunch meat on the floor directly in front of the fire exit. Plutonium rod.
Plutonium rod? That's a light bulb.
That is definitely not a light bulb. Anyway, I think we have a pretty strong case here. I'm sorry to hear about the poison tap, but once this place is unionized, we're gonna get rid of the poison beer, as well as the poison of economic inequality and workplace tyranny.
Kind of a tortured logic to bring the poison thing back around, but I like the sentiment.
From now on, the only poison getting poured from the tap here is getting poured from the tap of justice. And it's good poison.
That's what I'm saying. La la la. A worker's rights are mighty nice.
Wait, I think they're back.
3 bags of wool is the most classic amount. I don't know what's so hard to understand about
that. Times have changed. There's basically wool inflation. 3 bags is 1 bag now, and 1 bag is barely enough to make a baby's mitten. Our song needs to have 100 bags of wool.
This song is a throwback. It's unrealistic to imagine that many bags of wool in the olden days.
Just imagine 3 bags 33.3 times. It's not that hard to picture.
Dude, I'm really pissed at you right now. Like, not as a person, but as a guy. Like a guy to make music with.
I hear you. These creative differences have got me stressed.
Wow, I've never seen these two get so heated. Do you want a little poison fresh off the tap to help mellow you out?
All the poison in the world couldn't fix this horrible artistic schism.
Over bags of wool?
Yeah, 100 bags of wool.
No, 3. 3 bags, all the way full.
Nobody's done a bag of wool song since the olden days. Charles just doesn't understand progress.
I think I heard Jay-Z rap about 99 bags of wool, so 100 is a logical progression.
Problems. That was problems.
I'll say, this is the biggest artistic problem I've ever had. And it's like I've got 99 problems about 3 bags of wool.
See? You can't imagine over 100 things. I knew you were just faking it.
Why don't you guys just compromise in the middle?
103 bags? No way.
No, I meant 52 bags.
That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life. Almost stupider than 3.
30 centimeters of sandwich doesn't sound like a lot, but when you think about the fact that it's 0.3 meters, that's a lot of sandwich.
Oh, good. Looks like everyone's here. Maybe it's time we vote on this union.
Union?
Yeah, we're trying to organize against the pigs who want to keep our wages low and make us eat slop from the trough.
The pigs are the ones that make us eat slop?
Yeah, because pigs think slop is good and they want to force it on everyone. That's basically capitalism.
It's highly unorthodox, but let's just do a simple voice vote on making this union. Let's go around the room saying aye or nay, depending on if we're saying yes or no. Dan, what's it gonna be?
Aye, meaning yes, that is.
Wow, 100% so far. Nika, how about you?
Are you kidding? Nay.
All right, then. Moving on. How about you?
Me? I'm Charles.
Yeah. How do you vote?
Aye. If Dan's okay with this, then it's probably the smart thing, politically.
Well, if he's an aye, I'm a nay. We have creative differences.
Is this about the bags of wool again?
This is way bigger than that, man.
All right, well, it's down to the wire. 2 ayes, 2 nays. How do you vote, Reyna?
I vote aye. And since I'm the new owner, my vote counts twice.
Wait, you've been the owner of this place all along? Why are you working as a bartender?
Because I'm a worker, just like these guys.
Well, when it comes to this vote, you're certainly not. In fact, you can't vote at all. Dan, weren't you aware of this? We've completely misplayed our hand.
I couldn't remember who the owner was anymore. Probably because all capitalist filth is the same to me.
Well, that's a nice sentiment, but we totally screwed up our majority. And did you explain the benefits of a union to these guys?
Well, if I voted nay, I'm sure it's bad.
Well, that's a tie. Looks like you failed to secure a majority. I'm not surprised, since Reyna's failed at everything else since she started running this place. I even found a world-class social media guy to hire, but I'm powerless to do so. But once my plan leaps into action, I think the rest of you will be singing a different tune.
Okay, like legally, could she make us sing a tune? Isn't that a violation of workers' rights?
Workers should only have to sing pro-union folk songs. Oh, forming a union is a nice thing to do.
Haven't you done enough?
Yeah, sorry, Harmony. I really thought this was going to work out better. Maybe it's for the best if you just fly away with your magic umbrella to someplace more capable of organizing for their basic rights.
Again, I basically need a helipad or something to jump off of. I can't just spring up into the air. So I'm just gonna walk out of here normally. Well, not quite normally, because I'm stuck with this umbrella, and it hasn't rained in 3 weeks. No rain in the forecast either. Truthfully, I'm pretty self-conscious about how people stare at my umbrella like I'm some kind of weather freak. But if I close my umbrella, I die.
Really?
The world is stranger than you think, my friend.